Newly elected Cathet Regional District Electoral, QRD, Area Director Jason Lennox will be working to broaden his understanding of local government when he takes office. Lennox has replaced Patrick Brabazon, who held the Electoral Area A directorship for 20 years. Lennox said his first task is to do a due diligence level of learning. That's both the function of the regional district and the tools of local government and other levels of government, said Lennox. It is incumbent upon me to become educated about it, especially because I am the only new director. That will be a big focus, and there are opportunities coming up very quickly to start education. That leads to informed decision making. The second part of this is team building. There have been some issues, and I've been able to speak with most of the directors about them. It's time for a new beginning to build a really strong team. My background is about that in my work and my personal life, facilitating people to come together. Lennox said on a board, there are multiple perspectives and viewpoints. Part of what he believes needs to be improved is stakeholder facilitation, bringing people together, to voice all the different ideas and opinions he's hearing from constituents and being open about that, taking action when it's appropriate. I've been able to get out early, said Lennox. I don't take office until November 1st, but I've been on Savory Island with stakeholders for a day last weekend. It's about being present and being available. Communication and open lines are part of my plan. I don't have an agenda. I'm all about our community and our electoral area. We have a lot of enhanced opportunities in Cathet Regional District. We do have a special area. Lennox said he appreciates the confidence the electorate has shown in him in the election results. I need to do well by people and follow through, said Lennox. That's my plan. He said he will be rolling up his sleeves to deal with matters such as the planned Savory Island Official Community Plan, OCP. That's first on the list of official business to get that OCP and the consultation that's needed underway in our first year, added Lennox. The water situation in the village of Lund is also a pressing matter. He said the regional district does not own it or is responsible for it yet, but that is the intent. Obviously, for those 124 users, education is the key, said Lennox. I think the director can help with spreading the word in the community and bringing people together. I'm exploring ways to be more present. Lennox said that while he travels for work, he will be in Lund each week or every 2 weeks to have the opportunity for face-to-face interaction and to be available to people. Lennox and other area directors will be sworn in during a ceremony at Powell River City Hall on Tuesday, November 1.